The cuts to Grady are nearly half of the more than $56 million in proposed cuts to the entire county budget, but the plan is already meeting some opposition. Commissioner Rob Pitts had this message for the County Budget Commission, which includes Fulton Commission Chairman John Eaves.
And to propose cutting our contribution to Grady in half from $50 million to $25 million, that's asinine.
Commissioners were told if the cuts are approved, Grady will stop providing care for county prisoners. County officials also said the hospital would stop treating non-emergency patients in its emergency room, and those receiving treatment through Grady's outpatient mental health services would be redirected to county clinics. Chairman Eaves was noticeably absent. But here's what Eaves said in May when WABE's Dennis O'Hare asked him about the potential cuts.
Whether you use Grady Hospital or not, it supports the healthcare delivery system, but it is a discretionary expense, and it is not off the table in terms of getting cuts in the next year's budget.
The proposed budget cuts also include 21 furlough days for employees in the county district attorney's office and the closing of the Springdale Place Women and Children Shelter. It would also reduce library hours and shut some library locations up to 2 days a week. County budget officials say the reductions are needed partially due to changes in the county's homestead exemption. Fulton is also operating under a property tax freeze until 2015 due to legislation passed by the state legislature. Commissioners are expected to approve a tentative budget next month. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.